Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
When we go through pain, he asks us to trust him that all things are going to work together for good, and he asks us to wait. Even if we have to wait to heaven, we're still going to trust in him.
And Bob, I like how you unpack that passage in Isaiah 40. You talked about wait could be maybe interpreted hope, right? Those who hope in the Lord, that there's
the one translation that says hope.
Yeah, that there's an action there, isn't there? And that adds sort of new depth to that passage.
Yeah, that's a really good point too. Somebody says like waiting at a red light. You're not sitting there waiting forever. You anticipate that there's going to be a green light here pretty soon. And when we wait on the Lord, that doesn't mean we just sit back with our arms folded and we don't do anything. We've sometimes have to go contrary to our feelings. You know, this is such a feelings-oriented culture. If it feels good, do it. Follow your heart. If the chemistry's right, go for it. And you got to be yourself. But believers are supposed to be scripturally driven. We do the right thing regardless of feeling. And, if I just did what I felt like doing, I would never lasted 40 years the same church because there's some days I didn't feel like going to church. Not very many, but once in a while, when an alarm rang in the morning, I felt like picking up the phone and calling my associate and saying, you've always wanted a chance to preach. You have a chance in an hour and a half. Good luck. But, you know, I went because I'm commanded in Scripture, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. And when I go to church that day, I may not feel like singing or greeting people, but I'm commanded in Scripture, make a joyful noise to the Lord, be kind one another. And so I greet people and sing. And I may not feel like preaching, but I go ahead and preach because I'm commanded to preach the word in season and out of season. And I discover when I go to church when I don't feel like it and greet people and sing when I don't feel like it and preach when I don't feel like it, by 2:30 in the afternoon, I feel a whole lot better than if I'd have stayed in bed. And William James said to be the father of modern psychology, and he said a lot of goofy things, but he said one thing I really like. He said, if you act the way you wish you felt, eventually you'll feel the way you act. It's a lot easier to act yourself in the way of feeling than to feel yourself in the way of acting. And if we're down and discouraged and we're trying to wait on the Lord, we can mope around or we can get out and circulate with people and we can minister to other people and go through the motions, and we're a whole lot more likely to get out of it quicker if we're taking action than if we're just sitting around moping and feeling sorry for ourselves.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.